Trend number five, membership in virtual communities is booming. Enormous increases in processing power and bandwidth are blurring the lines between the real world and the virtual one. As work, education, government, and entertainment have moved online, the barriers of space and time that formerly marked different parts of people's lives have disappeared. Virtual work teams, telecommuting, long-distance learning, and electronic shopping for many has resulted in an anything, anywhere, anytime lifestyle in which formerly distinct areas of people's lives are now intertwined in cyberspace. People's lives and their relationships with others are increasingly taking place in this electronic reality. As a result, digital technology has transformed the personal and public lives of most Americans over the past 15 years. Here are three examples of virtual communities. Craigslist.org is a virtual community that features innumerable classified ads for companies, community events, apartment rentals, roommate searches, job listings, and much more for over 30 metropolitan areas in the U.S., Canada, and soon Europe and Australia. Linux.org is another virtual community of programmers who are collaboratively developing a freely available operating system to compete against Microsoft's Windows software. The system, developed 13 years ago by its Finnish namesake, Linus Torvalds, is known as open source software. A programmer can download the software for free, customize his own version, and then make his improvements available to others. And at Neopets.com, children have adopted more than 60 million virtual pets. They visit the site regularly to play with their pets and talk to other pet owners. These websites provide electronic meeting places or chat rooms to search for, meet, and interrelate with like-minded individuals. According to Nielsen Net Ratings, 53 million Americans now visit an online chat room each month. Chat rooms exist for book clubs, professional associations, scout troops, support groups, quilters, almost any community of interest. The Lonely Hearts Club is undoubtedly one of the oldest and most well-known communities of interest, so it serves as a good illustration of what the expanded reach and scope enabled by the virtual world can mean for institutions and the people who are part of them. Electronic dating services are also of interest because they are among the most commercially successful online services today. Let's further explore the online dating market. More than 40% of the U.S. population was single in 2000. According to market research and consulting firm Market Data Enterprises, the dating services industry reached $1.14 billion in revenues in 2003. In the first half of 2003, Americans spent $214.3 million for personal ads on online dating services. According to Comscore Networks, which monitors consumer behavior on the Internet, 40 million Americans, or one quarter of the U.S. adult population, visited at least one online dating site in the month of August 2003 alone. The leading U.S. dating site, Match.com, displays more than 8 million profiles. Virtual dating services use different techniques to introduce suitable couples. With the most basic services, participants complete a personal profile and describe the desired characteristics of the person they would like to meet. This information is matched against all of the others in a database to locate potential dates. At eMode, for example, you play a version of 20 questions to establish your personality profile. The site then gives you percentage compatibility ratings for other participants in the service. A new dating service, Friendster.com, entered the dating scene last year. The service is based on the traditional method of meeting people through mutual friends, but it employs a slight twist. When users complete their profiles, they indicate who their friends are already on the service and request that they be added to their respective networks. When friends add a new member to their networks, they recommend that person by attaching their comments to his or her profile. The only profiles the user can view are those individuals in the user's own network of friends. This mimics social circles where acquaintances will match an individual with their friends who have similarly interesting and available friends. Some critics contend that these virtual social networking applications will do considerable harm to individuals, to relationships, and to society as a whole. According to political scientist Norman Nye at Stanford University, spending time on the internet is leading Americans to spend less time with family and friends. However, the 2001 UCLA Internet Report surveying the digital future concludes that time spent on the internet has little or no effect on face-to-face relationships or socialization in the real world. Going online either has no influence on the amount of time spent with household members or positively influences household time together, the report discloses. Some researchers have also documented that people say and do things in cyberspace that they wouldn't say or do in the physical world. Web surfers frequently disregard social codes that exist outside the net. This can be positive or negative. In fact, it appears that every potentially negative effect of virtual communities is offset by a potentially positive impact. The point is that a virtual community is only made possible by technology and not driven by it. The life of the virtual community can only emerge from human communication. While the quality of that communication can be enhanced and evolved through technology, it is fundamentally governed by human, not technical, factors. Based on this discussion, we offer the following forecasts. 1. Over the next 3 years, we expect the number of people joining virtual communities to explode due to improved user interfaces. Advances in voice recognition technology already enable users to dictate into their PC's microphone conversations with other virtual community members. Software automatically transcribes the responses. In the next 3 years, users will have the option to either read or to hear the words. These words may be spoken in one's own voice or in a voice selected from a range of mechanical options. We expect many computer-phobic individuals to begin conversing online within the coming years. 2. By the end of the decade, we predict that language barriers will fall, and people will be able to communicate effectively with nearly any other online user in the world. IBM's Watson Research Center already has prototyped an English-Chinese automated translator that it will pilot by the end of the year. IBM researcher Yuking Gao is hopeful that the technology will be available on cell phones and PDAs in 10 years. Virtual community members already log on to chat rooms where users are having text-based discussions in another language, for example, Spanish or French in North America. We predict that latent demand for automated translation will result in global virtual communities that will grow to include non-English-speaking users. 3. In 5 years, we anticipate many companies will operate their own virtual communities for customers. Some commercial websites already provide interactive customer service and support on the internet. We predict a select few companies will transform their call centers into virtual service communities. Customers will reach company representatives or other customers to get help and support with a company's products or services. Firms that previously did not or could not offer round-the-clock customer support will now partner with customers to provide an extended support network. Customers will also use avatars to help answer questions based on a database of previous solutions. These cyber reps will send text-based instructions to customers or will voice their answers via phone, PC, or voicemail. And 4, we will see the launch of increasingly complex and informative commercial virtual communities targeting children and seniors. Virtual communities will form around toys and games so that children can play and interact remotely with fellow playmates. Seniors will join moderated virtual communities where they can read and discuss books, follow guides on museum tours, and hold scheduled interactive forums with leading medical experts.